You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Community of Faith. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, pastor of St. Mary of the Woods on Chicago's Northwest Side. Time in Chicago is 9 o'clock on this beautiful, beautiful Friday morning, but it's also a very, very sad day. We all remember where we were 8 years ago this morning. The horrific attack on the towers in New York. Many, many lives were lost. And we all remember exactly where we were. I was celebrating the 8 o'clock Mass. As soon as Mass finished, people came running into the sacristy to tell me what had gone on. And as many people said, when it flipped to the news, they saw the first tower on fire, just thought it was someone who had lost control, who had lost direction, and slammed into the tower until many people saw the second plane go into the second tower. Then we knew we were under attack, and the world has never been the same since. We pray in a special way this morning for the thousands of lives who were lost, for survivors. Somehow we're all connected to maybe someone directly or indirectly who we knew had lost their life in 9/11. So we pray this day for world peace, to an end of terrorism. And then how interesting that our topic today deals with conciliation, reconciliation. Our number is 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408, here on Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950. And we have a tremendous program lined up. And I think having you, the caller, call in, we're going to deal with the whole topic of conciliation in the church. You may say, wow, that staffs and rectories don't get along or school-related. When you're dealing with the human family, there is joy and peace, but there's also conflict. And we have a real star lineup this morning. We have with us in studio Ralph Bonacorsi, the director of the Office of Conciliation for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Also with us, Greg Gustin, planning consultant, Office of Catholic Schools, Archdiocese of Chicago, and a registered organizational developmental professional, and Father Bill Nordenbrock, a member of the Missionaries of the Precious Blood and a staff member of the Precious Blood Ministry of Reconciliation in the Back of the Yards neighborhood of Chicago. And Father Bill has an extensive experience working with faith communities experience conflict. Welcome, Ralph, Greg, and Bill, to the program this morning.
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 It's great to have you. As I mentioned earlier, Ralph, talk about the world has never been the same since 9/11 in terms of conflict on all levels, and it happens in families, at work, within the church. You know, maybe as a way to begin with Ralph, who I've known for many years, and Ralph, you keep looking younger. A little less hair, but you keep looking younger.
Thank you. Invite me back anytime.
And again, our number, 312-255-8408. Maybe, Ralph, define the term conciliation and briefly describe the work of your office, because I bet you many Catholics in the Archdiocese of Chicago were unaware of this particular office. But first, define the term conciliation.
I think you're right. Far fewer people understand or even know the existence of the office. Basically, conciliation, we approach it really in a spirituality of reconciliation of relationships, first of all, and with the idea of resolving a problem that people bring to us. We do church-related issues, only church-related issues. And then I would say one other thing, and sort of as an ad lib, if you will, but if people, in trying to understand what this office does, consider church as family, because we truly, truly are, and those issues that are brought to our office in confidence reflect, in a way, the same kind of issues that crop up in families.
See, I think that is so important. I'm sure for our listeners, like, wow, there's an Office of Conciliation, and You know, one thing I do find is when people are in conflict, and it can be in a family, it can be in the workplace, when you're dealing with human beings, at times we all don't get along, but sometimes we only sometimes see it my way, and then we get entrenched. And I'll tell you, one word that I love is the word compromise. And the best definition of compromise I ever heard, compromise means nobody leaves this room totally happy. Think about that. And what's wonderful, I use it always for marriage prep, that marriages have to be built on beside faith and trust and communication and rooted in God. But compromise, that no one leaves this room totally happy. So even along those lines, Ralph, is here we are, Catholic Christians, and all of a sudden we have the word conflict. So my question is, why just can't we work this out in faith?
Well, let me say this, that when people gather around the table to resolve their issues, and they bring deep feelings of faith, and they understand even what the gospel message talks to us about peace and peacemaking, that faith and spirituality are the two best instruments that I've used and they've used to achieve peace. It's a peace that is more complete than just even, I don't disagree with you on the word compromise, but it's a peace that can be achieved that has a higher purpose, if you will, a higher goal of bringing people together beyond compromise, reconnecting, reappreciating one another, and solving the problem at the same time.
We might even get into particulars, and I think for all our listeners, you can relate in your own home or in your own workplace. This is not just church-related, but again, when dealing with human beings and lives, it goes across the board. Greg, there's a phrase that I was given that I've never heard of, but it's interesting if you can kind of unpack, because before we go to the break, I have a few comments from all three of you. And here's the quote. Not every matter is a problem to be solved. It's a polarity to be managed. Again, not every matter is a problem to be solved. It's a polarity to be managed. I've never heard that before. Unpack that a bit.
Sure. Let me just say right off the bat, I don't want to discount the value of problem solving. And when it comes to polarity management is not a replacement for problem solving. Rather, it's an alternative or supplement to problem solving. Now, over time, all of us have troubles and problems come knocking at our door. And some of those problems are very easily solvable. It requires only one right answer or two or more independent answers. There's an end point, a solution. However, we also experience problems, they're not so easily solvable. In fact, they're ongoing, they're indestructible, they're unavoidable. And so with that in mind, there has to be a different approach. But we keep taking the same approach, which is problem solving, to try and resolve these issues, these conflicts, and yet we simply end up in a tailspin. It's a kind of a circular exercise in frustration.
And we'll talk more about that even after the break, but Father Bill, you've done extensive work in the Back of the Yards area. From your perspective, how do you go about the work of conciliation?
I think there's many ways, many methods that we can use to think about reconciliation, but they all in some ways come down to one thing, and that is, how do you help people reestablish right relationships with one another? And it really gets down to the importance of communications and providing people a way, a place, a safe place where they can bring together their different opinions. I mean, one of the myths I think about conflict in the church is that conflict is always a sin. And that's really not true, that many people of good faith with good intentions can find themselves in conflict with one another. It doesn't mean somebody's being sinful. And so how do you help people to navigate through that conflict or that disagreement in a way that helps them to really restore a good relationship with one another?
I've always said conflict is not the issue. It's how we resolve the conflict that's the issue. Because in life, there's going to be conflict on a simple matter. And again, as you mentioned, Greg, it can be very complicated, but conflict is not the issue, and nor, as you say, Bill, it's not a sin. It's how we resolve it in a very healthy, constructive way. Right. You're listening to a Catholic Community Faith here on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz. Again, jump in on the conversation, 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408. Questions you may have regarding conciliation, conflict. We have three experts here in the studio. Stay with us and do not touch that dial.
The Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
As we celebrate the Year for Priests, look for stories about how we honor our priests, in the Pope's words, with gratitude for their work and witness of their life.
Visit our website at www.catholicnewworld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and while you're there, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777.
Better than ever, subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Do you want to make a real difference in saving lives? Then join us for the Chicago Area 40 Days for Life prayer campaign. Chicago is one of 216 cities participating in this 40-day, 24-hour-a-day peaceful vigil outside abortion clinics nationwide. Last year, more than 20 babies and women were saved from abortion here in Chicago. Get involved. For more information, call the Respect Life office at 312-534-5355. That's 312-534-5355. Or go to our website at 40daysforlife.com/Chicago. That's 40daysforlife.com/Chicago. Get involved in saving lives through the power of prayer today.
Welcome back to Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz. Time is coming up on 9:13 on this beautiful, gorgeous day in Chicago. We've had about 11 beautiful days in a row. Best part of summer so far. Unfortunately, all the kids are back in school. But again, keep in prayer the 8th anniversary of 9/11. Families that lost loved ones, those who have gone home to God, and a horrific day in our history, not only our country, but for the entire world. We're dealing on the topic of conciliation, restorative justice, and polarity management in the church. And again, our guests are Ralph Bonacorsi, Greg Gustin, and Father Bill Nordenbrock. Ralph, when we kicked off the program at about 9 o'clock, you described the work of conciliation. I have been a priest 30 years. I've had three different assignments, Church of the Holy Spirit in Schaumburg, Niles College Seminary of Loyola, and now presently pastor at St. Mary of the Woods on Chicago's Northwest Side. You know, you're working in close quarters with people, men, women, older, younger, different theologies, and you always try to work together as a team, and I've been very blessed in three assignments where it's been, you know, I can't say it's always been conflict-free. That wouldn't be normal or even be
right.
It's part of life. But when a call comes to your office, the Office of Conciliation, things have gotten rather serious. And as Father Bill mentioned, you know, it's nothing to be ashamed of, but sometimes people can dig in their heels And it sometimes takes a third party to listen. So in the work that you have done, of course, without revealing the parish, without revealing names, give an example of what we are talking about this morning.
Well, there are a couple of general categories that come across our desk frequently and over the years, oftentimes generated either by unexpected changes or just the working conditions and the relationships in on a parish staff or in a parish school or whatever. Those would be two of the general...
Name those two again. Changes?
Unexpected changes, particularly for those people... who have been in a parish or have been on a parish staff for long times. They become accustomed to the culture that existed over years. They become accustomed to the way things are and were, and oftentimes the way things were and are were ideal for them, if you will. And then some changes are made, either by a pastor or by a school board or by a parish council, whatever. And so people find it hard to adjust. They've been shaken out of their perspective, out of their experience, and they're not sure how to handle.
Interesting, Ralph, you say that, because two things that come to mind is, you know, we are creatures of habit. We basically don't like change in life. We talk about, oh, we like change. But the funniest line I ever heard is, the only person who truly welcomes change is a wet baby. It's true.
Okay.
You know, we are creatures of habit. So the only person who truly welcomes a change is a wet baby. And secondly, transitions are messy. Transitions are messy. Greg?
What is being described here and talked about is very exemplary of a polarity.
Yeah.
Polarities essentially are those dilemmas, issues, difficulties that we experience in life that are ongoing, indestructible, unavoidable. And stability or status quo and change are two very significant polarities in our life. And when we put more emphasis on one to the neglect of the other, then we get a negative of the or a downside of a respective position that we take. And so we have the shifting energy or movement in the form of an infinity loop on a polarity map that keeps moving us from a downside to an upside. We keep trying to compensate and moving from one downside to another upside. And until we reach the point where we can sit down and communicate with one another and determine what the higher purpose is of us coming together and having some mutual agreement, it's at that point then we can talk about buying into the upsides of each other's position about stability and change.
You know, one of the things, you know, is that the other person who might be like change is, of course, the person who gets to decide what the change is. You know,
that's true.
They're usually in favor of that. And mm-hmm. in my work I've done, you know, partnering with Ralph, is when you see conflicts in the church, a lot of times it's really this very human stuff. I mean, we don't really fight about dogma much. I mean, we don't fight about matters of faith much. You know, one of the polarities that in the church, one of the Timothy Radcliffe, who was a Dominican master, he talked about the polarity in the church between kingdom Catholics and communion Catholics, those who are more concerned about the vertical relationship with God against those who are concerned about the horizontal relationship with God. And it's a polarity, as Greg was talking about it. You need both. I mean, they're understood together. They have to do both. But we fight. But we don't really fight about that. What we fight about is, you know, which choir gets to sing at the main mass.
Exactly.
You know, is the 11 o'clock mass going to be in English or Spanish? It's those kinds of things, very practical things that we end up needing to somehow ask for some help to intervene and to get those relationships back together.
And Ralph, maybe getting back to the point about when you were giving those two examples, keep going.
Well, a thought just occurred to me as Bill was talking. I agree with what he said. One of the things that I've come to understand is when people bring their own perspectives, okay, so whether it's change or masses or whatever. But one of the things that I've become more and more acutely aware of is the model of church they come to the problem with, you mm-hmm. know, and so helping people understand the model of or understanding where people are coming from the Dulles's models is very helpful to the mediator, the conciliator in getting a deeper understanding about where the issues, where the passion is coming from.
We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio 950. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz. Our phone number, 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408. Maybe you have a question for one of our guests this morning, conflict, resolution, change, transition. Stay with us. We'll be back right after a break.
Have you wondered why Christians, Jews, and Muslims engage in interreligious dialogue? On Tuesday, May 5th at 6 p.m., attend the 3rd Annual Abrahamic Faiths Intersections on Interreligious Dialogue program for the answer to this question. The panel includes Dr. Elizabeth Jeep, Associate Director of the Siena Center of Dominican University, Rabbi Asher Lopatin of Anshe Shalom B'nai Israel Congregation, and Enamel Haq, Adjunct Professor at Catholic Theological Union and Elmhurst College. The date again is Tuesday, May 5th at 6 p.m. at the DePaul University Art Museum, 2350 North Kenmore in Chicago. It is sponsored by three offices of DePaul University and the Archdiocese of Chicago's Office for Ecumenical and Interreligious Affairs. Please call 312-362-6872 or email diversitymatters@depaul.edu for more information. We hope to see you there.
Time now for a Catholic Festival of Faith news update.
Families will be in the forefront at this fall's Catholic Festival of Faith with several activities designed to help parents and children celebrate their Catholic faith together. The festival is scheduled for Friday and Saturday, October 16th and 17th at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Get more information and register at www.catholicfest.org.
Stay tuned to Relevant Radio for more Catholic Festival of Faith news updates.
When was the last time you spoke with your neighbors? How are they holding up in these current hard economic times? People in your neighborhood, even the person living right next door, might be struggling. It could be a few late mortgage payments, a food shortage, or even problems with substance abuse or domestic violence. At Catholic Charities, your neighbors are in our care. We work to feed, clothe, counsel, and shelter anyone in need. Consider donating to our Neighbors in Need Fund. Visit us at CatholicCharities.net or call 312-655-7525.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. Time is 9:22 on this gorgeous Friday morning in Chicago. Our phone number, 312-255-8408. Hop in on the conversation. It may not even be a work-related situation that you are thinking about, or you may want to better understand the terms that we're talking about today or from your own family, but do give us a call here. We are taking your phone calls. Both Michael May and Jim Dish are there to take the phone calls. Before I ask again of a specific example of Ralph, Greg, you were making a great comment off the air. Share with all our listeners.
Well, one of the things I wanted to say is when people seek help from us, one of the things that often is the case is they come in with one particular point of view, and that's their own. And what's the missing link is the other party's or point of view. That could be a spouse, could be a friend, it could be an employer, whatever may be the case. And the important thing is to have, in polarity management, a view of all sides of the difficulty so that when you begin to work on it, it's two people working on the same polarity, not just it's a one-sided effort.
And along those lines, sometimes the need for a third person, third party, just to be able to listen, to help the people involved hear all sides of it.
Absolutely. And by the way, polarity management is applicable to individuals, organizations, and systems.
Bill?
Part of the problem, I think, is that we live in a culture which is really reinforces the polarity. I mean, you know, what we see sometimes in the church, you know, liberals sit and talk to liberals and they read the liberal press, and conservatives sit and talk to conservatives and they, you know, reaffirm each other in their positions. But it really does create this very split within the church, within society. I mean, it's not just in the church, it's the whole society in which this church is located.
What happens is camps are formed, unfortunately, and people dig in their heels. One example, and so we're on radio, so it's hard to do this, but I remember many years ago, I was angry with somebody, and I pointed my finger at them. I was, you know, we'll sometimes point a finger at somebody. And the person calmly said, you know, Greg, as you point that finger at me, do you realize there are three fingers pointing back at you? If your own, mm-hmm. Take your own right or left hand and point your finger at someone right now. Mm-hmm. If you're in the car, don't do that. But you realize three fingers are pointing back at you. From that day on, I have never pointed a finger at somebody because as I point a finger and say, you're doing this, you're upsetting me, three fingers are coming back at me.
And one of the things I think when you can bring people into dialogue, what you realize is that the values are not necessarily in conflict. I mean, you recognize that I have that same value. I'm just coming from a different perspective right now. But the person, though I'm disagreeing with, they have the same values I have. You know, and so how do we, you know, when we start to talk to each other and we find a way to do that, we learn to manage that polarity, we realize, okay, he's got something for me, I got something for him. You know, and so how do we bring that together? And then, I think that's how we restore the relationship between the two.
Which, and when there is a conflict, a hurt, a pain, then, as you mentioned, Bill, there's then the need for time for healing. Ralph, going back with you, give an example or those categories you were talking about.
Okay, well, you mentioned something about heels, and it reminded me of a dramatic conciliation process many years ago before I was even involved. And I'd like to share that with you. And I hook it to what Bill and Greg have both said. Key to solving these or dealing with issues, polarities, problems, is the ability of the mediator, the third party, that can help the two people begin talking with one another, but more than that, and listening deeply with one another, listening to the passion, listening to the pain, listening to the heart of the other person, and when it's the beginning of mutual understanding. Let me give you this example. I'll make it short.
No, you're doing fine. Keep going.
A parishioner who was believed in the inclusion of the female pronoun in the readings of the gospel. That I'm forgetting mm-hmm. what the word of that is.
Sure.
For that is anyway, and she would stand in the during Mass and stand and turn her back to the reading of the gospel. When that didn't work, when the pastor followed his own prescription on it, she began to then read simultaneously with the pastor, the reading of the gospel message, including the female pronoun. The upshot was that she was arrested in church. I mean, this is dramatic.
Wow.
Taken out.
Did she at least give her envelope in?
Well, here, and what I'm getting to here is that through a skilled third party, and by the way, it doesn't have to be necessarily somebody from the Office of Conciliation, but somebody who lives in the parish, someone who works with others, who can bring an objectivity and her own sensitivity to it, through the skilled mediator, in about 3 weeks, both the pastor and the woman stood before the congregation, apologized first to one another and to the congregation. And eventually the woman was joined the parish staff.
Wow.
I mean, that is a dramatic outcome.
Now, that's an incredible, true, dramatic case where, and I think you hit it on the head, Ralph, and that is, as a mediator, to get the two parties to sit down, to talk, but a great word, to listen to each other, because sometimes we are so concerned about what I have to say to you that I'm not really hearing you.
Well, I guess it's being able to listen with the ear of your heart to the heart of the other person. And I know that's a lot of feeling stuff, and it doesn't define the problem, whatever. But that, for me, that's the beginning part. You know, don't put a for sale sign on your heart. Listen. Don't put a vacancy sign on your heart. Listen with the heart to the heart of the other.
Interesting. Greg?
I would add to the importance of listening is something that you mentioned a while ago when you were talking about finger pointing, and that is body language and voice tone, because a person can be saying one thing and their body or their voice tone may be saying something different. Mm-hmm. And so it's extremely important to pick up on and have that fed back to the person so they become more sensitive to that. and they can make self-correcting movements.
Yeah, there's a real discipline to listening that people have forgotten, and they need to relearn in some ways. And there's a certain spirituality to listening, you know, where it comes from an orientation of wanting to be in a good relationship with other people, not wanting to be in conflict. It's recognizing that as a church, we're called to be in communion with one another. And so I might disagree with this person, but I can't just excommunicate them from my life. I can't just kick them out. I need to somehow figure out a way to really be in relationship with them. And that really requires a certain spiritual maturity to say, okay, I want to know this person. I'm willing to listen to what this person has to say and why this, what they're saying, even though I think it's crazy. Why is it important to them?
And I think the overriding theme that you're all three mentioning is if we are truly our believers in our Lord Jesus Christ and followers of the way of the cross, we have to deal with forgiveness. And we'll talk about more of that in the second half. And forgiveness does not happen from the head. It happens from the heart. We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Our phone number 312-255-8408. Stay with us and do not touch that dial.
Biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
You're invited to attend an evangelization workshop, Learning to Labor in the Vineyard, sponsored by Bishop Joseph Perry's office and the Office for Black Catholics on Saturday, September 19th at St. Rita High School at 7740 Southwestern Avenue. This promises to be a wonderful workshop for everyone who serves in church ministries, for all who want to share the good news. The facilitator is Deacon Alex Jones of the Archdiocese of Detroit. The day-long evangelization experience is free. You can register through your church community or contact the Office for Black Catholics at 312-534-8376. We hope to see you Saturday, September 19th at St. Rita High School. Call 312-534-8376 and become part of Learning to Labor in the Vineyard.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Time in Chicago is 9:33. Our phone number, 312-255-8408. 312-255-8408. A question you may have regarding conciliation, forgiveness, conflict, be it in the marriage, workplace, your own individual life. And we've got a great discussion going. Our guests are Ralph Bonacorsi, the Director of the Office of Conciliation, the Archdiocese of Chicago, Greg Gustin, Planning Consultant, Office of Catholic Schools for the Archdiocese, and a Registered Organizational Developmental Professional, and Father Bill Nordenbrock, ordained 1983, a member of the Missionaries of the Precious Blood, and a staff member of the Precious Blood Ministry of Reconciliation in the Back of the Yards neighborhood in Chicago. And maybe just take a little time out here, Ralph. There's a big event happening tomorrow called Saturday Morning Wake-Up Call. You take it from there, Ralph.
Okay. Sponsored by the Office of Conciliation. It's a three-part workshop on Saturdays in September and October. In fact, the first session is going to be, the presenter is Bill Nordenbrock, on the spirituality of reconciliation. It's been open to anybody in ministry, anybody in our parish who wishes to come and listen to some really good information.
Now, this begins tomorrow.
It begins tomorrow morning.
What time?
Light breakfast at 8:30, and then begins promptly at 9 and goes to 1 o'clock.
And location is where?
Right here at the Quigley Center, 835 North Rush.
Okay, 835 North Rush, about a block and a half north of Holy Name Cathedral. What about a phone number if they want to learn more?
Well, while you mentioned Holy Name Cathedral, people who drive can park in Holy Name Cathedral tomorrow.
Okay, which is State in Chicago.
Yeah, it's State in Chicago. And we're a couple of blocks, a block east along Chicago, two blocks east along Chicago Avenue from State, and one block north of Chicago.
Old Archbishop Quigley Seminary, which is a landmark here in Chicago.
Beautiful.
Give us a phone number, Ralph.
312-534-8291.
That number once again.
312-534-8291.
And what about a web?
R. Bonacorsi.
Why don't you spell that out for people? It's like Sackowitz.
I should have changed it to Dole a long time ago.
Smith.
Smith. B as in boy, O-N-A-C-C-O-R-S-I. Breath, deep breath, at Arch Chicago, all one word, archchicago.org.
Okay, we'll mention this again before we close at 10 o'clock this morning. During the break, we were talking about where we could continue the program on this. We could literally spend all morning talking about reconciliation, forgiveness, examples from our lives. Ralph, you started mentioning earlier the ingredients or recipes in this whole area. Give us a few more.
Okay. Maybe starting, understand yourself, particularly in conflict situations. Know yourself. Know yourself well. Know your motives in this in the particular conflict. Understand how your behaviors might cause reactions in others, or your words. Be willing to speak your truth and your feelings to the other, and be ready to receive the truth and the feelings of the other person without judgment, which leads me to another ingredient is suspend your judgment. In the Myers-Briggs language, suspend your J, listen to the story with your head and your heart without judgment, and hope that your story will be received in the same way. One of the certain deaths in the effort, in the journey to conflict resolution and reconciliation, is silence. And if you can, rather than remain silent, speak your truth, even if it sounds harsh to the other person, but at least it gets out on the table where it can be negotiated, discussed, further understood. I think the other thing is to look at, remember the relationship. Most of the cases that we have, there have been a history of good relationships. And so if you put a priority on maintaining, retaining, restoring the relationship, and using that relationship not as an adversarial, but as a partner, you can partner in solving the problem or the polarity together. Who best able to do that than the very people who are experiencing the
hurt? I'll give you an example, Ralph. Some years ago, I dealt with a young couple, married maybe 2-3 months. They had their first major conflict, and they dated for a couple of years and had actually done very well. And they were 2 or 3 months into the marriage and had this major conflict. They really were contemplating divorce because of conflict. And I said, Did you honestly think you would go your whole entire marriage conflict-free? That is not even, I don't think, even healthy. If we're always in agreement, either someone is just always giving in, but then and then maybe on the inside building up like a time bomb, and especially when you bring in children into the mix, there's going to be conflict. It's a part of life, but it's how we resolve it. Greg, you want to add a spiritual spin with a metaphor or an example with Ralph's list?
Well, what I wanted to say is that with a polarity, and polarities come in pairs, and the idea is to find and value the best of each person's upside.
Yes, yes.
And that is done around this higher purpose that they both agree on. Now, I sort of draw a metaphor here from Scripture when I think about pouring new wine into new wineskins. The valuing of each person's upside is sort of creating the new wine, and the higher purpose is the fresh new wineskin. When we overemphasize one person's position to the neglect of the others, then we fall back into old habits, which is like pouring new wine into old wineskins, and we find out that those old wineskins still crack and leak and so forth. So I just wanted to put that in there as a quick scripture.
That's a great example.
Reference.
We're going to go to a break. When we come back, Bill, I want to talk with you for a moment about the spirituality of reconciliation, which we've touched upon that. So here we are at Relevant Radio 950, Catholic Community Faith, and I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, 312-255-8408. Stay with us. We'll be back right after a break.
Is Respect Life Month, when Catholic churches throughout the U.S. elevate in a special way the sanctity of human life from conception until natural death, and pray that our nation would be converted to the gospel of life. Join us on Saturday, September 12th at 5 p.m. at St. Cletus in LaGrange for the Archdiocesan-wide Celebration of Life Mass. All parish Respect Life coordinators and committee members will receive their annual commissioning at this Mass by Cardinal Francis George. St. Cletus is located at 600 West 55th Street in LaGrange. A reception will follow Mass, and all are welcome. The Celebration of Life Mass is sponsored by the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago. For more information, call 312-534-5355 or visit our website, www.respectlifechicago.org. We hope to see you on Saturday, September 12th at 5 p.m. at the Celebration of Life Mass.
The Archdiocese of Chicago has launched a blog and wants you to join in the conversation. Here's Cardinal Francis George talking about modern communications.
Church was in radio when it first started, and then television. Now with the blogs and the internet and all, the church has to be there too, for the same reason St. Paul was in the town square in Athens and Corinth, the Areopagus, where people would come together and listen to everybody talk. Well, that Areopagus is now electronic.
Cardinal George will rotate with other archdiocesan leaders in posting their thoughts on faith-based topics and taking part in this electronic dialogue. Visit our blog at www.archchicago.org. Read what Catholic leaders have to say and become part of the discussion. That's www.archchicago.org. We hope to hear from you soon.
We'll see how this works. I'm curious myself. I'm looking forward to it.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950. Time is 9:43 on this Friday morning in Chicago. We continue the topic of conciliation, restorative justice, and polarity management in the church. Bill, maybe talk about the spirituality of reconciliation, and beyond just the one-on-one, but more in terms of community.
Right. You know, I think we started by, you started by asking Ralph to talk about conciliation as a definition, and I think as a faith community, as Christians, we need to really look at the master narrative, which is how were we reconciled to Christ? How did Christ reconcile us to God? And what happened was, you know, and it's the passion, death, and resurrection. I mean, that's how it was done, and it was really God, the one who was sinned against, who initiated and gave forgiveness. That's what brought about reconciliation. And I think in the culture in which we live, we tend to think of, you know, reconciliation only in terms of retribution or injustice. You know, if there's a conflict, or, you know, if you've sinned against me, if you're really sorry and I really believe you, and if you've been punished enough, then maybe I'll forgive you conditionally. Well, that's not how God did it. I mean, it was that unconditional, and it was really the forgiveness of God that really leads us to, you know, conversion, leads us to appreciating the call and the need to be in right relationship again, to return to right relationship. So I think, you know, one of the foundational kind of understandings of this comes from, you know, that passage in 2 Corinthians, you know, that God has reconciled us to himself through Christ, and he's given us the ministry of reconciliation. So really the work of the whole church is really to continue that mission of Christ to bring about reconciliation. We start with ourselves, but it's also within the world in which we live. How do we do that? So I think there's many people recognize the need for their own in their own relationships, within families, within marriages, for reconciliation, but also we're part of groups. We're part of a church parish. We're part of a work community.
You see, even along those lines, I have seen people walk away from their community because of a conflict, and because how can this be? This is the church. How can there be anger, differences? Mm-hmm. And I've said to people, if you find the perfect church, join it. Mm-hmm. But now know by you joining it, it's no longer perfect because we're all imperfect and we are sinners. So it's not a matter of finding the perfect church, because it really involves people, and we're not perfect. And mm-hmm. we are sinners, as you mentioned, Bill, precisely mm-hmm. sinners forgiven by the Lord. Mm-hmm. And there's a challenge. If the Lord forgives us, we are then on for forgiving others.
Right. In the work I do, we really talk about conflict transformation as opposed to conflict resolution, because you resolve a conflict when you walk away. I mean, there's no longer a conflict. You can go join another church. You can go join another parish. But if you see conflict as an opportunity to transform that relationship and build a good community, build the reign of God the way we were instructed to through the Gospels, I mean, that's really what we need to do. And that's a spiritual work. Because we continue
spiritual,
the work of God.
Hard work.
Difficult work.
Yeah, it's hard work.
It's difficult work.
Greg mentions about polarity, but then within polarities.
Okay. A couple things. People come to us in conflict situations. Something is typically very off-center in their life. And often we find that within the one major source of conflict that they bring to the door, it's often that we find there are multiple polarities that are part of a larger polarity. And so there are often a lot of things to have to consider and work through.
Subplots.
Yes. And so I just wanted to point that out. And the important thing is to be able to recognize in one's life that change begins with the individual. And the important part that's already been emphasized, but I want to say it one more time, the change is the easy part in one's life. It's the transition process to get to that change that becomes the challenge.
And along those lines, Ralph, maybe talk for a moment about, you also train people in the area of conflict resolution. Say something about that.
The training is built on the concept of building capacity in the system. If I were to be real idealistic, I'd say one of our goals is to put our office out of existence. If we can help people to become better problem resolvers, better reconciliators, better people at working on their relationships, and that flows out into the system, and we have these folks in all parts of the diocese, then maybe this office isn't needed any longer. So we do a lot of training. Part of tomorrow's, part of these sessions, the Saturday morning wake-up calls on these Saturdays tomorrow and then two in October, is to do just that. Give people an understanding of conflict, helping them to become more skilled in it, and hopefully they will become our outreach people that are present in all parts of the diocese.
So ideally you're trying to work yourself out of a job.
Well, yeah, I hadn't thought about it until just a few minutes ago, sure.
That's a good insight. We're going to go to break here on Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio 950. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz. Again, our phone number, 312-255-8408. Stay with us, and again, do not touch that dial.
Are you a teen who's tired of peer pressure? Who feels bombarded daily by messages and isn't sure what to do? Do you want to know how to have happy and healthy relationships? Then come to the 5th Annual Life Night Teen Rally on September 27th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Holy Family Parish in Inverness. This rally will feature nationally renowned speaker Jason Evert, great music, mass reconciliation, and much more, and it costs nothing. If you are a parent, this event is perfect for your 8th grade through high school sons or daughters. Again, join hundreds of teens from around Chicago on September 27th for the 5th Annual Life Night Teen Rally. For more information and Jason Evert's full schedule of events in Chicago, please visit www.respectlifechicago.org or call 312-534-5355.
Sponsored by the Chastity Education Initiative of the Archdiocese of Chicago Respect Life Office.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Catholic couples defy the odds and celebrate 50 years of marriage. The Jubilarians will tell us their secrets of success. Theology on Tap celebrates another successful season of the Summer Talk series. We'll take you to the wrap-up picnic, and we'll talk to Cardinal George about the heated debate over health care reform.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
Welcome back to Catholic Community Faith. Time in Chicago is 9:51 on this Friday morning. Talking today, sunny, partly sunny, high about 80. So if you have a chance, get out there and enjoy the weather. But also, as we mentioned earlier, this is the 8th anniversary of 9/11. So do please keep in prayer world peace and end terrorism, and pray for those who lost their lives 8 years ago. Pray for the families who still grieve deeply the loss of a loved one from 9/11, from 2001. Bill, in the last few minutes, or Ralph, give us again tomorrow details on Saturday morning wake-up call, who's speaking, the location, and a phone number.
Well, if you want to hear more about the spirituality of reconciliation, Bill's here this morning with us. He is the first presenter in this program of three Saturdays, so stop in tomorrow. We start, the location is at the Quigley Administrative Center.
835 North Rush.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Those of you who come down, you don't have to register. Just come on in. It will register you tomorrow. You can park at the cathedral lot. The two succeeding topics in this three-part in-service is polarity management. And those of you who have been listening, Greg has given you a thumbnail sketch of polarity management. Greg will be there here on October 3rd. And then we have getting back to the basics. It's some just basic concrete skills you can acquire in becoming a conciliator, in becoming a mediator and a problem solver yourself. And that's October 10th.
Now, to go to one session is $50. To attend all three is
$100
for the package. Give us a phone number if you want to learn more about it, Ralph.
312-534-8291.
Then number once again.
312-534-8291.
In the last 5 minutes, for all three of you, maybe some closing comments or thoughts you want to share for our listeners to go away with regarding reconciliation. Bill?
Well, I think the main thing I would hope people would learn or come to accept is that, you know, conflict isn't something we need to be afraid of. It's not something we need to run away from, because we're, as a people of faith, we follow a God who came to us to do reconciliation, and it's really living out our faith is how we bring about that. And so it's really easy. There are skills, sure, I mean, but there is no reconciliation technicians. Yeah. Okay, it's really about living our faith and continuing that mission of Jesus.
That's right on the button. Greg?
Just a quick closing comment. I'd like for people to take away from this that if in their daily lives they have a problem that arises and they find an immediate solution, then truly they've had a problem to be solved. On the other hand, if they find themselves in a situation where a problem is ongoing, it's unsolvable, it's indestructible, it's unavoidable, then more than likely they have a polarity to be managed.
So part really comes down to all conflicts are not equal. And I've dealt with people who little things become catastrophic, and that's not true. There'll be little conflicts and keep them little. Mm-hmm. And there are big conflicts that sometimes take somebody else, a referee, a mediator, to step in.
And really, the little ones become big when you don't deal with them.
Fester.
It's the straw that breaks the camel's back. I mean, it's like, a little thing, but it carries all the emotion of everything that's been piling up.
Or how many times have we dealt in an argument situation, and I deal with this a lot with, it can be in a parish, it can be in a marriage situation, where all of a sudden you start bringing things from the past. You're forgetting about the present topic, and, your mother 7 years ago did this. What does that have to do with the present situation? Or in the parish, when the previous pastor did this, what does that have to do with the conflict situation now? Ralph, a closing comment.
Well, I'm going to paraphrase and plagiarize Matthew. First of all, when you have a difference with another person, go to that person first of all. If the two of you can't solve it, get a trusted third party, someone that's trusted. And then if that doesn't solve it, and the church has set up a process, take it to a larger body. In your vicariates, you have deans and you have bishops who can be wisdom people in assisting you and the other persons in resolving your conflict. And you've always got the office of conciliation.
Now, Ralph, along those lines, if someone is in their car right now or at home listening, and they're thinking, a parishioner and good people, if they feel they have a conflict with a pastor, with a fellow staff person, what do they do? If they feel they've already gone to the individual and getting nowhere and things are escalating, what would you suggest they do? Call you or first? What's the next step?
Yeah, well, let me say this. Seek some wisdom. Pay attention to the spirit working in the problem. And one of the pieces of wisdom, or one of the sources of wisdom, if I may, is to call the Office of Conciliation. We can help you think through, parse the issue as you describe it, and give you directions and suggestions on which way to take the next good steps.
Now, what is your phone number for the office?
It's the same. It's 312-534-8291. And if I'm not there, I have my cell phone on the voicemail. You're welcome to use my cell phone.
So the thing is, if someone isn't not sure to call or not call, by calling your office, then you can give them direction. Because sometimes we just need to, over the phone, state what's going on, and then you kind of steer the ship on which way to go.
And we suggest, we offer insights and wisdom from our own experience that they're welcome to take or leave, but that just talking about it is a helpful thing to get them into a good place to understanding exactly what
the issue is. And I like Father Bill's comment. Many times in our life, little things that go untalked about, if I can use the phrase, that can become a big thing.
Silence is death in conflict. Mm-hmm. Silence is death.
I think it's very well put. We're going to have to close the program. I want to thank in a special way our three tremendous star guests, Ralph Bonacorsi, the director of the Office of Conciliation for the Archdiocese of Chicago, Greg Gustin, planning consultant, Office of Catholic Schools for the Archdiocese of Chicago, and a registered organizational developmental professional, and Father Bill Nordenbrock, a member of the Missionaries of the Precious Blood and a staff member of the Precious Blood Ministry of Reconciliation in the Back of the Yards neighborhood in Chicago. And also want to thank our producers, Jim Dish and Diane Dunnigan, and our engineer, as usual, Michael May. Michael, where is Brian this morning? I can't forget. Want to say in the last few seconds, go Bears. God's blessings to all, and thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.